Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Har Ghar Tiranga rally is being held across the country as part of Independence Day celebrations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flags off rally in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman calls for innovation, scientific thinking and finding quick solutions to make India a developed nation. Government to install 1 lakh transponders on marine fishing vessels to ensure fishermen's security and promote their business. G4 nations say without reforms, UN Security Council ill-equipped to address global challenges. And Indian para-shuttler Pramod Bhagat suspended for 18 months over breach of anti-doping regulations to miss 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris. Rallies are being carried out across the country under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. The campaign is being held across the country till the 15th of this month to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Under the initiative, the government has urged people to hoist the tricolour at their homes, take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning as part of the campaign. Union Ministers Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Ram Mohan Naidu, Kenjarapu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandavia were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Vice President Dhankar said, Har Ghar Tiranga campaign reflects the nation's independence, pride and commitment to Vikasit Bharat.
Har Ghar Tiranga ek abhiyan hai, jo Azadi ke Amrit Mahotsav ka hissa hai. अब एक ही आंदोलन बन गया है। करोड़ों लोग अपने घरों पर तिरंगा फहराते हैं और मेरे मन में कोई शंका नहीं है आने वाले 15 अगस्त पर एक क्या रिकॉर्ड बनेगा हर घर तिरंगा होगा।
Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the tricolor is the pride of India which ties the country together as one.
ये तिरंगा हम सबको उस आजादी के संघर्ष में जिसमें लाखों लोगों ने अपना जीवन और जवानी समर्पित की उस संघर्ष की स्मृति को ताजा करने का एक माध्यम है। ये तिरंगा आजादी की लड़ाई में जिन लोगों ने अपना सर्वस्व समर्पण कर दिया ऐसे शहीदों को श्रद्धापूर्वक एक बार फिर स्मरण करने का हमारे पास में एक माध्यम है।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will flag off the Tiranga Yatra at Ahmedabad in Gujarat this evening. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also participate in the rally. The Yatra is being organized by Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation from Virat Nagar locality in East Ahmedabad as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The Nagpur Municipal Corporation held the Tiranga Marathon as part of the initiative. Assistant Municipal Commissioner Prakash Varhade flagged off the marathon at St. Ursula's School, which witnessed the participation of a large number of citizens.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, Tirange ki shaan mein, ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Extraordinary security measures have been put in place across Jammu region to prevent any untoward incident in view of the Independence Day on Thursday. Our correspondent reports that the authorities are leaving no stone unturned in ensuring the safety and smooth conduct of the celebrations. The main function of the Independence Day will be held at Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar, where Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha will take the salute and preside over the function. Thousands of people are expected to attend the event. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 a.m. on Thursday to facilitate the public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. The train services will be available at a frequency of 15 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. and thereafter, regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. In addition, people who will be in possession of a bona fide invitation card for attending the Independence Day ceremony will be permitted entry and travel on production of valid government-issued photo identity card at stations. This arrangement will be valid for exit only at Lal Qila, Jama Masjid and Chandni Chowk metro stations, which are closest to the venue. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has called for innovation, scientific thinking and finding quick solutions to make India a developed nation. She was addressing the 11th convocation ceremony organized at the Indian Institute of Science Education and Research, ISER, in Bhopal today. The finance minister said, scientific education and research should be used to the maximum for the betterment of society.
We need that knowledge that you have got from this esteemed institution in coming up with innovative ways in which India's progress towards a Viksit Bharat, that is 2047, can be enabled by the kind of very quick and speedy solutions that you may offer for us to move and transition into a better country.
Ms. Sitharaman also laid the foundation stone of a new academic building and lecture hall of the Indian Institute of Science Education and Research in Bhopal. The government will install 1 lakh transponders on marine fishing vessels to ensure security of fishermen and promote their business. Addressing a national seminar on application of space technologies in the fisheries sector in New Delhi, Union Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh said transponders will also issue an alert if any fisherman crosses the maritime border.
कि जो मछली उत्पादन के साथ विशेष तौर पर समुद्री क्षेत्र में मछुआरे भाई जाते हैं वो बहुत ही खतरों में रहते हैं आने वाले खतरे से आगाह करना 72 घंटा पहले सूचना प्राप्त हो रही है तो इस तरह का सहयोग अगर होगा स्पेस टेक्नोलॉजी के माध्यम से सैटेलाइट के माध्यम से तो वो अपने जीवन को सुरक्षित रख पाएंगे.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. G4 countries have said without reforms, the UN Security Council is ill-equipped to address global challenges. Shashdev Fair and Deputy Permanent Representative of India to the UN, Ambassador R. Ravindra, said this while delivering a statement on behalf of G4 countries in a UNSC debate yesterday. He said reform in the UN Security Council does not address the lack of representation, particularly in the permanent category, would only exacerbate the current imbalances in its composition and render it ill-equipped to address current global challenges.
For the G4, a primary reason for the underperformance of this critical institution remains the non-representation of Africa, Latin America and the Caribbean, and the under-representation of Asia-Pacific in the permanent category. As such, we are convinced that African representation in both permanent and non-permanent category will be an indispensable part of UNSC reform for a more representative and effective council.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India is supportive of democratic processes all over the world and expressed confidence that New Delhi will be able to work with the new President of the United States, whoever they will be. The minister was speaking on the evolution of India-US relations and the Indian diaspora in the US.
In terms of US elections, as I said, you know, look, the American system will throw up its verdict. But if you look over the last 20 odd years, maybe a little bit more, for us, we have every confidence that we will be able to work with the President of the United States, whoever he or she will be.
On the evolution of India-US relationship, the minister said the Indian diaspora has been a very positive factor in the bilateral relationship. He noted that H-1B did as much as the Cold War to shape India-US relations. On being asked about his view of the world, Dr. S. Jayashankar said the world is going through an exceptionally difficult period. He added that in this tough scenario, there will be a rebalancing of relationships. The Indian Air Force is currently hosting its largest ever multilateral air combat exercise, Ex-Tarang Shakti, aimed at showcasing its military capabilities and strengthening international cooperation. This strategically significant exercise has drawn participation from around 11 countries, featuring a diverse array of aircraft, including Rafale, F-18 and Eurofighter. More from our correspondent.
Today at Sulur Air Base of Indian Air Force in Tamil Nadu, mesmerizing aerial performances and display of tactical maneuvers of fighter jets and military aircraft thrill the gathering. Indian Air Force frontline fighter jets like Rafale, Sukhoi 30 MKI, Mirage 2000, MiG-29 and Aegis displayed their prowess. Besides fighter jets of France, Germany, Spain and United Kingdom, Air Force also showcased their operational capabilities with wide array of aircrafts like Typhoons and Eurofighter. Ex-Taran Shakti exercise is designed to enhance India's defense ties with the participating nations while demonstrating its indigenous defense capabilities. The exercise provides a platform for building mutual trust, exploring avenues for interoperability and fostering strategic cooperation among the participating nations. The second leg of the exercise will take place from 29th August to 14th September at Air Force Station Jodhpur. Bhupen Singh from Sulur Air Base in Tamil Nadu for Akashwani News.
The resident doctors of government hospitals in different parts of the country continued their protest for the second day today over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor in Kolkata. Patients at various hospitals in the country are facing hardship due to the agitation. In Delhi, the resident doctors and medical students are holding protests at AIIMS, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Safdarjung Hospital, Lady Harding, Tata Nehru Bal Chikitsalay and other hospitals. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to West Bengal's Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police and asked for a detailed report within 2 weeks on the death of a junior woman doctor in Kolkata's R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. NHRC said the report is expected to include the present status of the investigation being conducted by the police and action taken against responsible persons. The Commission has observed that the contents of the media report raised serious issue of violation of human rights of the victim. The BJP today continued its attack on the West Bengal government over the Kolkata doctor murder incident and demanded CBI investigation into it. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi accused the state government of protecting antisocial elements. Mr. Trivedi questioned the law and order situation in West Bengal. He also questioned Opposition India Alliance leaders are silent over the Kolkata incident. In Rajasthan, many towns and villages are submerged due to heavy rains occurring in the last 3 to 4 days in the eastern districts of the state. The district administration today declared a holiday in schools in Jaipur, Jaipur Rural, Tonk, Karoli, Bharatpur, Kota, Gangapur City, Dholpur, Dausa and Sawai Madhopur districts for today. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma is visiting the heavy rain-affected areas of Dausa, Karoli and Bharatpur districts today to take stock of the situation. Earlier, the Chief Minister held a high-level meeting this morning and directed to speed up the relief work. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall will continue over western Himalayan region, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and East India during the next 7 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely to continue over Haryana, Rajasthan and northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. Para shuttler Pramod Bhagat has been suspended by the Badminton World Federation for a period of 18 months for breaching the anti-doping regulations. Due to this, Pramod will miss the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. The Federation announced that Tokyo 2020 Paralympic gold medal winner Pramod Bhagat has been suspended on account of whereabout failure. According to the Federation statement, the Court of Arbitration of Sportcast's anti-doping division found Bhagat committing 3 whereabout failures within 12 months. An SL3 badminton player, Bhagat appealed this decision to the CAS Appeals Division, which was dismissed in July this year. The Big Cricket League BCL, a franchise-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. BCL will broadcast live on DD Sports across the country and Prasar Bharati will also be promoting the league across its network. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Har Ghar Tiranga rally is being held across the country as part of Independence Day celebrations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flags off rally in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman calls for innovation, scientific thinking and finding quick solutions to make India a developed nation. Government to install 1 lakh transponders on marine fishing vessels to ensure fishermen security and promote their business. G4 nations say without reforms, UN Security Council ill-equipped to address global challenges. And Indian para shuttler Pramod Bhagat suspended for 18 months over breach of anti-doping regulations to miss 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris. And with that, we end the Midday News.